Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, kitchen cabinet painting is one of the most popular ways to affordably update a kitchen. But can painting your kitchen cabinets provide the same level of beauty and durability of a factory-applied finish? They can if you get the painting steps right.
And that starts with using the right type of primer. Dr. Greg Williams is an expert in all things paint. He's the director of marketing for the Behr Paint Company and joins us with tips on achieving Instagram-worthy results from your kitchen paint project. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you for having me, Tom and Leslie. Good to be here.
Hey, I think priming is the step that DIYers like to skip, but it is really essential for a lot of reasons, right?
Yes, it's absolutely critical because, you know, it's the foundation of your coat and it gives you that strong adhesion to the substrate.
Yeah, absolutely. I always say it's like that's the glue that makes the paint stick, right? I mean, if you don't get that adhesion, then everything that follows is not going to be very durable.
Absolutely. Yep. It could peel right off. And, you know, you put in all this hard work, you want to make sure you get a lasting finish for a number of years to come.
So if you're trying to convince folks that priming is key, is it one coat? Is it two coats? I mean, we all know it does the good job that you need it to, but is more better?
More isn't necessarily better. So with Kills 3 Primer, which, you know, I would recommend, especially for kitchen cabinets, you can tackle the job with one coat. And sometimes you'll see a stain that might be still coming through, but rest assured it is locking in that stain and it's going to block it from coming through to the top coat. And that one coat is going to give you the proper foundation and adhesion you need to be confident that your coating is going to last for a long time.
Yeah, you mentioned adhesion. So we have products out there that are strong adhesion. You have those that are high build. Can you kind of clarify some of those terms that consumers might see when they're shopping for paint products?
Absolutely, yeah. When you see adhesion, you want to look closely to what substrates it's specifically talking about. So, you know, for example, with Kills, we've got products designed for the right job, right? You might be trying to tackle an exterior masonry surface. You might be trying to tackle a kitchen cabinet project, right? And so you want to look for the combination of properties that's appropriate. In the case of kitchen cabinets, there's moisture as well. So you want to make sure you've got something that's going to give you good adhesion and durability, but also going to be mildew resistant and moisture tolerant. In addition, when you talk about the high build, right, this is delivering the amount of paint in one pass, right? So if you choose a paint that is a higher solids, has more volume solids with every coat, you're going to get a thicker film applied. And so it's important to factor that in when you're considering these projects, because the thicker the film, you're getting better durability. But it doesn't necessarily mean you need to put two or three coats. You can get by with one thick film that's adhering very well to the substrate to give you that good interaction between top coat as well as the substrate.
Now, the top coat actually flows a lot better when you have the primer in place. We've noticed distinct differences in the way the painting finish dries when you're going over a primer versus not. So that build really assists in making sure that you have fewer brush strokes and that sort of thing, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great point. And so one of the main features in addition to adhesion from a primer is the fact that it can seal a porous substrate or uneven sheens or uneven finishes, right? So as you go over that surface, it's going to fill in any of those imperfections. It's going to seal some of the porosity that you might have in different areas. Maybe you've used some of abrasive in the past and you've knocked down the gloss and now it's more porous. So in order to get uniform drying and uniform flow, which is really important to minimize the brush marks, you need to properly seal the substrate, and that's where the primer really comes in to do that.
Now, what about sanding a primer before you apply the top coat? Is this a necessary step to sort of get a better finish or not needed at all?
Typically, it's not needed, and the reason for that is this is designed to have a good balance of properties, and it's designed to adhere well to the substrate, but also the top coat of the primer is designed to stick very well to the top coat. And right, and this is what really makes a primer different from a top coat, is that it's got both the good adhesion to the substrate, but also allows the top coat to stick very well to the primer. But if you were to use these same properties in a top coat, you're not going to get your desired hardness and durability and performance. And so that's why it's designed in this way to really maximize adhesion between both the coating and the substrate.
Greg Williams, the director of product marketing for Behr Paint Company and the Kilz brand. This guy knows what he's talking about, folks. He has a degree in organic chemistry. And if you want to know how what makes paint stick, this is the guy you need to talk to. So, Greg, thank you so much for filling us in. It was really, really helpful, and we appreciate your expertise.
Thank you, Tom and Leslie. Great to be here. Great to talk about Kilz 3 with you today.
If you'd like to learn more about Kilz 3 as the go-to primer for kitchen projects, go to their website at kilz.com. That's K-I-L-Z.com.